Breakfast with Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy. The Gippsland Country Music Festival. It's, I think, one of the first for the year, I guess. I don't know. I haven't worked it out exactly. Anywho, I got one of the artists that is performing there, Felicity Urquhart. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, really great. Thanks, Crossy. Nice to be chatting again. And it certainly is a first event because they've never had the Gippsland Country Music Festival before.
Yes, that is true.
I'm pretty chuffed.
You must be excited because this is not the first one either for you. I know there's a few other shows. It must be exciting to actually start planning shows and tours and festivals.
Oh, look, it absolutely is. After last year, you know, it was always, I get a call from my manager and I think, oh, another one bites the dust, another postponement or cancellation. And this is so wonderful to see after what Victoria has had. They've done it a bit tougher than the rest of the country, and I'm still keeping my fingers crossed the 24th of April goes ahead, and they've nearly sold it out, which is really wonderful. It's in a beautiful part of Gippsland at Mossvale Park, and Lee's there, Brad Cox, Casey Barnes, Andrew Swift, Davidson Brothers, and South Kimber, and the Roland Wilson, really great local artists, the Strelesky Stringbusters. I love that name, but they totally get me with that mouthful of marbles. That one's I just can't wait because I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan of all this music, and I'll be out the front, and then I get to do my set. So it's going to be a blast.
It is actually. I'm actually a little bit, well, not saying worried, but I know that it's almost sold out, and I'm actually due to catch up with Lee Kernighan next week to talk about the festival as well. I'm thinking by then it may be sold out already.
Well, it might be. Or there might be two tickets remaining, and that could be the lucky last two that go on that day. But I mean, how great, though, for an event that this, you know, puts us in good stead that they'll be able to go again and to have that support. It always is a good region, like Queensland, for touring great country support, and to have a festival in a regional location, that's smart thinking as far as I'm concerned, because that's our audience. So mostly regional country music fans. So what a great concept. And they've got all that local produce and market stalls as well. And I'm one of those artists that brings a little souvenir home from one of the stalls, something for the kids, something for mummy. It's a win-win.
It is. You mentioned it there that we often hear people saying, and we can't do anything about it, but you often hear, oh, Queensland's got the groundwater, the Gympie Muster, they got CMC Rocks, and Queensland has all the festivals, which, you know, in a way is kind of true. So it is actually great to see kind of a bigger festival coming to another part of the country, being Victoria. But
well, it is really great. You mentioned there about the festival monopoly in Queensland.
I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know. You've got it good. My Queensland brothers and sisters, we love you very much. For Victoria, it is so lovely that this is now on their calendar. I mean, there's always great news out of Melbourne, and such an eclectic bunch too, that they really do have some really amazing musos and diverse, and you go to the shows down there and you never know what you're going to see, but they support each other's gigs too, which is really nice. It's a community in Melbourne, so to have a great event and keeping some local artists on the bill is really important, I think, too, as well as us out-of-towners coming on to play. So well done to the event. They've got all of their marketing lined up beautifully, so they know what they're doing. They've really thought it through, and let's hope that this one will be talked about and a success story, so they can keep going for years to come.
Now, I know I probably, you know, not me to talk about another radio network, but let's talk about it anyway, because who cares, really? It's not like it's a secret. Obviously, you've left Saturday Night Country. Is that weird now to be, you know, to be out there and not have a radio show to be thinking about?
No, it's actually very lovely and refreshing, Crossy, because you know how much work goes into it. And I came to heading into Christmas, and it was time to, you know, renew the contract for the next year, and there wasn't a lot of mulling and stewing over it. It just came to me. I thought, you know what? I think it's time to pass the baton. I think I want to get my creative head space back into more music. Of course, I've always juggled everything, but I really just felt like if anything we've learned in the last 12 months was about finding the really important things, and for me, that is focusing on my girls and making sure that, you know, I don't blink and it's all over and they've left the nest and I look back with any regret. I want to be a bit more present for them, and my music is what brought it all on in the first place. So I've been able to record a new album with Josh Cunningham from The Waves. That's coming out this year. We've got tour dates, April, May, and more to come. And so I'm just buzzed to be making music. And look, to have Becky Cole in the host role, Beck's done a great job. And although I did dig her in the ribs and say they've given her one less hour to do. So I said, come on, you don't even have the full 4-hour content to do. So don't be saying it's hard to get content. So many new releases, as you know, Crossy. We're doing well in Australia, and I was just telling her how exciting it is that we get to, you know, discover and help people's careers in Australian country music, which is really important.
I remember talking to LK once, Lee Kernaghan, and, you know, when he was doing that kind of radio thing that he did for a little time, he reckons that a lot of that actually kind of not necessarily forced him, but kind of made him listen to newer music and newer sounds, and it influenced a lot of what he does, what he kind of, you know, released after that. Have you found that in regards to where you are? Because I know it's very easy. I know myself, I probably wasn't in, you know, doing this and listening to the new music. I'd be still listening to the same stuff from the 90s.
I do still listen to the 90s. Yeah. I won't dismiss that at all. That's before that. But you're right. You'd hear things for the first time on a release that had come out. You know, we'd get a special package in the mail or an email saying, here's this new artist, or someone would get in touch with you, or an auntie or an uncle of someone, you've got to check this person out. And I would love those discoveries when you know that it's very grassroots and that you can connect with people and hear something that is amazing and discover a new talent, or writer or a picker and celebrate it. I probably won't hear as much of that as I used to. I'll be dropping off press release email outs, no doubt. But that's why we listen to you guys and great country broadcasters that keep us in the loop. And I've always been a radio fan. I've listened to radio since I was a kid. I used to pretend to do a radio show in my bedroom when I was little. So I love turning on a radio program and hearing great music and interviews. So that's not about to change. It hasn't. And there's people out there like me, like you, Crossy. We love the radio.
Well, I know you're heading up this way later on this year, up to Bunya. Yeah. I see your tour days does include. So I hope you do drop in. And I'll see.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, so until then, good luck with the Gippsland. I think that's going to be massive. That's in April on the 24th. And until we catch up next time for talk about new music, I'm sure, good luck and take care of yourself.
Oh, you too, Crossy. Always fun with you, and we'll see you soon.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.